Good morning. I say good morning. Okay. It is good to be in worship with you this morning. If I have not met you yet, my name is Andrew Chappell. I'm the senior pastor here. And if you have not noticed, it looks a little different in here. Today is Children's Sunday. And we had a wonderful, wonderful service at 8:30. And I'm so thankful that so many are leading us today and our children are leading us in worship. I want to share a few announcements. And then I'll invite Andrea Stewart, our children's minister, up. I want to share, many of you likely know that over the last 10 days, our general conference of the United Methodist Church met. They made a lot of changes, and so I sent out a note yesterday, and if you did not get that letter, we have extras in the narthex and over on the table credenza, is what it's called, in the other hallway. Just get a hold of that. Basically, what that says is we know there's changes. Our leadership team will meet and discuss just how to continue to love Jesus and neighbor as Noonan First United Methodist Church as best as we can. And so just continue to pray for our church and pray for the so many that are that love this place and love each other here. And we will continue to inform you as need be. I want to share also May 19th. If you assist in any way with our vulnerable populations or children, you need to be trained in safe sanctuaries. That is our reducing the risk policy, and so on May 19th, we're going to have lunch after church, and we invite you all to be a part of that if you do assist in those populations, to be trained. If you, for some reason, cannot make that date, we will figure out how to make that happen. I also want to share that on the back, you can see our intergenerational mission trip. It is not June, it is July 13th through 18th. So if you, I would invite you to prayerfully consider being a part of that trip to St. Simon's. And if you have more questions, you can find information there. Lastly, this is the last thing I'll say for a long time today. Tonight at 7 p.m. in this sanctuary, there is a master student named Alex Swindle who is doing a recital, a euphonium recital for his masters. And so if you're looking for some music on a Sunday night, come and join us. If you do not know what a euphonium is, it is a brass instrument. It is a baby tuba. So come be a part of that if you would like to enjoy some music tonight. And with that, I turn it over to Andrea Stewart, our children's minister.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Thank you so much for coming today. If you didn't hear, my name is Andrea Stewart. I'm the director of children's ministry here. If it's your first time today, thank you for coming. If you've been coming forever, thank you for coming. It is a super special day. It is Children's Sunday. So for weeks now, our children and our young people have been preparing for today. The prayers that you're going to hear, that we're going to be participating in, the music, the Bible verses that were picked, and the beautiful performance, of course, is all done by the kids of the church and prepared for this church directly just for you. God created this beautiful world for all of us. He created each of us just like we care for our families and our friends because we love them. God wants us to show our love by taking care of each other and the world around us. I hope that you enjoy this morning, and we are so glad that you're here.
Let us stand to pass the peace of Christ. Let us remember what our God has done. Let us remember what our God has done. Let us remember what our God has done.
Thank you.
just all stand and say the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
in your image, an image full of love, wonder, and caring. Because your image is great, that means we are great too. Please help us all share your greatness with others. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Well, friends, it is an honor and a privilege to be in worship with you today. And as we prepare to continue to worship at the giving of God's tithe and our offering, I do want to thank you for being a generous church. I especially want to thank so many folks who, behind the scenes, have contributed to our worship together today. Last night, we had a wedding ceremony for Mary Margaret Taylor, who many of you may know. And right after the ceremony was done, there was a whole team that swept in here and just transformed this sanctuary. And there have just been countless other folks contributing in that way behind the scenes, just giving through their prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness to this church and making this happen today. Every time we gather in this space, we are offering gifts to God, and I think this Sunday in particular is an especially pleasing offering to our Lord. So I'm grateful for that. Let us continue in worship of the giving of God's tithe and our offering.
Thank you.
God, thank you for creating us. Thank you for creating us to love, care, and respect one another the way you do us. Use these offerings to help others spread your word and be kind to one another. Amen.
First reading comes from Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them.
The second reading comes from Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Our big table friends can come on up too. Hey y'all, we're so excited to offer In the Image by Mark Burroughs for you today. And it's a great little story about how we can all be different, but all be created in God's image. And I want to give a special shout out today to Beth Belcher, who made all of the crafts that you're going to see, because I'm not called to that. I'm really good with sound. I'm not good with textile. So we are grateful for her. Yeah. And all of our friends are going to remember to talk loud and get really close to a microphone. Without further ado.
In the beginning. God created the people to care for the earth at God's command.
And once creation happened, let's God took a day to get some rest. God always knows what's for the best.
Shh, God's resting.
Sorry.
Tahiti?
You know, I heard she's actually a special agent on a secret mission.
No, I just got a text. Sorry, kids, you have to carry on without me. Woke up with a fever, just coughed up something green.
Ew!
So since Miss Katie won't be here today, you know what that means?
You're in charge.
Because?
You're the bossiest. You're the loudest.
I'm the oldest.
Okay, old-timer.
So what do we do?
I know, let's celebrate creation.
We just did it, remember the song? And it was good, 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 good.
I mean, what if each of us created something to celebrate God's creation?
You know, I can make a strand of DNA.
Huh?
A double helix.
Huh?
It's like a twisty ladder.
Yeah, you go make the twisty ladder. We're going to make pictures of our favorite animals. And we can use micas and ribbons and glitter and glue.
And
glitter glue!
What's the matter?
Everyone else has such good ideas and I'm just not creative.
Of course you are.
Yeah, right.
Do you believe God is creator of all good things?
Yes.
And do you believe you are created in the image of God?
Yes.
Well, to be created in the image of a creator is to be creative.
Thank you.
rhythms and stuff, but we don't have any drums in here.
Then be creative.
I'll think of something.
I've decided to write a nature haiku.
What's a haiku?
A haiku is a three-line poem with 17 syllables.
Do you have an example?
I think so. A haiku for the humpback whale. How can one capture, in 17 syllables, your blubbery might?
But that doesn't even rhyme.
Not all poetry has to rhyme.
I guess not.
What about you? You're not working on anything.
Remember how on the seventh day God rested?
Yes.
I'm celebrating that. Good night.
Hey, you know, God made the whole world before taking a snooze.
What have you made?
Yesterday I made a PB&J. And the day before I made my bed. It's been an exhausting week.
Clearly, just try to come up with something.
We're having the opposite problem. There's so many animals we love, we can't decide what to make. Should we make butterflies?
Or narwhals?
Or ponies?
Or kittens?
Or...
More kittens!
Stop the madness! What are we even doing here, people?
We're creating stuff to celebrate creation, duh.
But what happens to all that stuff when we're done?
What do you mean?
I mean, after we celebrate creation with the stuff, what happens to the stuff? Look, we all know what happens to church crafts. They end up in the bottom of our closets. Eventually, church crafts wind up in the trash. Now, is that a way to celebrate God's creation? By filling it with more trash?
Wow, when you put it that way, no, not really.
Does the world really need one more macaroni picture frame?
No!
Does the world really need one more unfinished Zacchaeus coloring sheet?
No!
So you know what we have to do?
Not really!
We're created in the image of God, not just to create, but to take care of creation.
Have you looked at the creation lately? It's humongous!
The mountains?
We're just kids. What can we do?
You know, compared with all that wonder.
All that beauty!
We're small.
Small?
Yes.
But not insignificant.
Wonder beautiful. When I look at your heaven, the work of your hands, the sun and the moon and the stars, so wonderful, so beautiful. When I witness your waters, all crafted with care, and rivers and streams, so wonderful, so beautiful. Your world is great, and I am small, but you. Thank you for making me, please.
Please give me the faith to see that anything you touch can be. Wonder beautiful, wonder beautiful, wonder beautiful.
So how do you feel?
The mighty sea roars, the butterflying swings whisper, God's heart, he has it all.
Yeah, what he said, I think.
Hey guys, look what I found. It's not exactly a drum, but it sounds kind of like one.
Wow, that's so cool. What happened to all the water?
Let's just say I may or may not have to go to the bathroom very soon.
That's it. That's how we can take care of God's creation.
By going to the bathroom.
By taking old things and using them in new ways. What if the stuff we made comes from stuff that might have otherwise been thrown in the trash or the recycling?
We could use all scraps of paper to make our favorite animals.
I know where we can find some more bottles and boxes and buckets. Who wants to come with me?
Me.
Sure, you can do that. All right, friends. It looks like we've got some work to do. Well, most of us, anyway.
Great minds are at work, making more with less. Aw, I thought it was a pretty good haiku.
Never mind her, but something's missing.
Missing? We're celebrating creation, aren't we?
We're being creative.
We're looking for the good in things. Even bats and jellyfish. No offense.
And we're even taking care of God's creation.
It's just I can't help but feel there's more to the image of God.
Like what? Hands and feet?
Not exactly.
Mustache?
A big, great, bushy beard?
Hey, since when does God have to have a beard?
I'm not talking about what God looks like. I mean...
I've always wondered, what does God look like?
That's just it. What if the image of God doesn't look like any one person? Look around.
At the room?
At each other. Maybe the image of God is more than one face.
More than one heart?
More than one set of hands.
Maybe. What if the image of God is all of God's children working together to help make this world all God knows it can be?
Wow!
God's face is loving. God's face is light. God's face is every face. Turn to meet a friend. God's voice is tender. God's voice is true. God's voice is every voice singing as one. The heart song of God, song of God. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. God's hands are steady, God's hands are strong, God's hands are every hand reaching out to care. God's heart is goodness, God's heart is grace, God's heart is every heart beating as one. The heart song of God, the heart song of love we all share. The heart song of God, the heart song of God, the heart song of God.
Not much, just everything.
While you've been resting, all of us have been busy making things to celebrate God's creation.
Yeah, but we're still having trouble figuring out how to make it all come together.
Maybe a handmade parade?
A what?
A handmade parade. A big procession through the church showing what we made and the wondrous, beautiful work of God. Us.
Wow, a handmade parade? That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. A well-rested mind.
So what do you think, everyone?
It sounds exciting. It sounds like fun.
It sounds like what being made in the image is all about. So that's a yes?
Yes!
Okay then, let's all line up for our handmade parade.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful. Thank you to all of you for leading us in worship this morning. We are all made in the image of God. I love that. And like I told 8:30, Greenlee, you're not the first person to sleep in worship, but you are the first person to bring a sleep mask. So that doesn't make it allowed, everybody, okay? You know who you are. But friends, I can't think of a more fitting moment after proclaiming that all are made in the image of God to enter into the service of word and table. I invite you to turn to page 12 in your hymnal for the first portion, and then for the Great Thanksgiving, we've got a special form of worship today, and I'd invite you to follow along in your bulletin. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
Friends, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and good to be happy and thankful to God. And it is good to be thankful to you, God, all the time. You made earth and all the plants and animals that we love. You made us special so that we can do your work here on earth. Even when we mess up, you forgive us because you love us, even when we make mistakes or miss the mark. Like a good mom or dad, your love for us is deep and wide and strong. And so with all of the other people on earth and in heaven who are worshiping today, we sing songs to celebrate your name. God, you are very, very, very good. You are holy. Everywhere we look, we see your glory. Keep saving us, God. Help us to follow Jesus.
God, you are holy, and your Son Jesus is so important to us. When people felt alone and sad, Jesus brought them good news and made them happy again. Jesus fixed people when they were broken and hurt, and he fed people when they were hungry. Because Jesus loved us so much, he died to save us. But God is so strong and loving that even that didn't stop him. And Jesus came out of his grave. He is still alive today, and that is why we are the church. We follow Jesus today, and he's still saving us and showing us how to love. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is in our hearts telling us who needs help and how we should grow in our love for God. Right before Jesus gave his life to save us, he was eating dinner with a group of his friends. And while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and he thanked God for it. He broke the bread, he gave it to his friends, and said, "Eat this bread and remember how much I love you." And after they'd eaten the bread, Jesus picked up a cup of juice, and he showed the cup to his friends and said, "Everybody, take a sip of this. Remember that God has always promised to save you, and I am saving you in a new way now. Whenever you drink from a cup like this, remember that Jesus is saving you when you need it the most." And so because we remember Jesus and what he has done for us, we promise to give our lives to help other people the same way. And even though we don't understand exactly how, we know this. Once Jesus died, but Jesus is alive now, we will see Jesus again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Through the Holy Spirit, help us be like Jesus to each other. And may we all work on the same team to follow Jesus until we see him again face to face. Because of Jesus and the Holy Spirit that works in our hearts, we know that God is with us. And we know that God is very, very, very good. Amen. Friends, as children of God, let us pray with confidence together the words that Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Friends, I want to, before I explain what's about to happen, I want to invite Vivian and Noah and Esther and Bonnie up to, who are going to help serve us. In a moment, we're going to invite you forward to be served this holy meal. I want to remind you that as you come forward, you'll receive bread. Put your hands in the shape of a cross to receive the bread and then eat it and then receive a cup. Once you're done, because it's a little crowded up here today, we've got waste baskets on either side of this aisle. You can dispose of your cups there. And I want to make clear that this is not a Methodist table. It's not a denominational meal. This is the table of Jesus Christ. All are welcome who seek Jesus. And we believe, we don't know how, like we said, but we believe we meet Jesus here today. And so in a moment, after we're prepared, I'll invite you forward to join us in communion. You're invited.